from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, the presidential race could be tight according to national polls, but it's a different story in New Jersey. A new Rutgers-Eagleton poll puts the Garden State in the blue column again by a wide margin.
When it comes to New Jersey, there are some pretty comfortable leads for Democrats right now that, of course, may narrow over time as we reach Election Day in the next few days.
Poll director Ashley Koning says about 80% of registered voters claim they'll cast a ballot in this election. Early voting in New Jersey is in its sixth day today, and polls will close at 8 p.m. The last day for early voting is Sunday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. You just need to go to a polling place in your county. Hoboken commuters who rely on the PATH to get to Manhattan should prepare for a long disruption next year. The Port Authority says to accomplish a slew of projects, the PATH Hoboken station will close for nearly a month starting January 30th and remain closed until early morning February 25th. Port Authority says commuters will have several options during that time. They include expanded ferry service, shuttle bus service to other PATH stations, NJ Transit bus service, and light rail. Some good news for NJ Transit rail customers. The agency plans to phase in 174 new multi-level rail cars over the next few years.
These new multi-level cars we preview today will not only provide a more comfortable ride for our customers, but also significantly improve service reliability.
The NJ Transit president says more than $950 million was spent to purchase the rail cars, with most of that money coming from the federal government. The rail cars will have more seating, USB charging ports, LED screens, and bike racks. Now, the Lester Glenn Business Report. Starbucks says it will stop charging customers extra for dairy substitutes. The coffee giant announced Wednesday the change will take effect November 7th. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down about 378 points. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com and click on demand. Are we just as warm tomorrow? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. November, here we come. A cold front is set to arrive tomorrow. That'll drive in some rain, some wind, and then cooler air. Here's what to expect. Tonight stays quiet and mild, almost summer-like tonight, with partly cloudy skies. Lows only dip into the 60s, and we're right back in the mid-70s tomorrow. So still on the warm side. Watch for a brief shower in the morning. It won't amount to much. Then we'll clear to sunshine. It'll be a breezy day tomorrow. Might feel a little blustery at times. That'll also ramp up the fire danger again. Saturday, we taste the cooler air. Sunny skies, high scale back to the upper 50s to around 60. Increasing clouds on Sunday and high temperatures about the same, upper 50s to around 60. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarro.
Union 82, Long Branch 79, Vineland 83. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.